Good morning, my friends. Welcome to Tuesday, November 15th. Got a cloudy sky, 22 degrees. It is Tuesday, November 15th. Thank you for waking up with us here. And as we do every Tuesday, gotta talk real estate with Sherry Bell from Action Realty. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Want to thank you for coming in here, making me real hungry, telling me about a pork roast that you're making.
Well, crock pot is a wonderful thing, So supper is cooking as we speak.
Aren't they the best? And then, like you said, then you get home and everything's ready.
It's ready.
So convenient, too.
It's easy.
Definitely. Well, let's talk about real estate. You know, you and I were talking off air. Kind of your tweener time here, kind of a slow time for buying and selling homes.
It really is. You know, this time of year, we expect this slowdown. You know, families are gearing up for Thanksgiving and then looking forward to Christmas. So, you know, a lot of people just really don't want the activity, extra activity in their home with the, you know, showings and whatnot. And, you know, we understand that. You know, it's a family time of year and, you know, not that there isn't things going on yet, because there is, but it's just a little bit slower right now.
You know, when it comes to buying and selling homes, and I mean, I've bought my own house, I've rented, but every place I go to, it's the same thing. How's this place going to look at Christmas?
Exactly.
I always think of that. It's like,
exactly.
How's this going to transition into the holidays?
You know, and that's Christmas is my favorite holiday, so I am notorious for thinking about, you could put a beautiful Christmas tree right there. And yeah, it's goes through my mind many times.
Speaking of beautiful Christmas trees, good lead in. Because, folks, if you need to get in the holiday spirit, next time you're driving down Dakota Avenue, take a glance over at Action Realty. That place is beautiful. I mean, it looks like the holidays through and through.
It really is. CC's Floral has done a wonderful job decorating, and she has her pop-up Christmas store opening now. Mm-hmm. I think she's open Wednesday through Sunday, so you'll have to check for her hours. But, you know, just to let people know that we are, you know, in full swing in real estate business. You know, we're just kind of loaning out our front office to Shanna so that she can have her pop-up Christmas store.
Stop those rumors before they fester into fact. That's what I always say. No,
exactly.
Action Realty is there to stay.
That's
definitely
right. We're here.
And looking forward to a good 2023. When you look forward to the new year, are you pretty encouraged by what you're seeing?
You know, I sure hope so. I'm hoping that interest rates don't keep increasing. You know, that's definitely a factor. You know, and houses still are selling as fast as they list, which is a strong market. But, you know, this time of year with the slowdown, and it's going to happen. But, you know, come spring, we're hoping to pick right back up.
We've had our own slowdown as far as the emails coming in, but it kind of worked that way. It does in this business, kind of feast or famine. But I did find an email that we got in May. And I know it was a fun question for both you and Steve, so I'm gonna throw this one out again. My brother and sister-in-law were looking to buy a home in Fargo. They found a great house at the right price, and the neighborhood was, close quotes, questionable, so they dropped the idea. Does the right house in the wrong neighborhood happen very often?
You know, it does. You know, we're very blessed in the Twin Towns and the surrounding communities that, you know, there really aren't any, quote, you know, negative neighborhoods. We have a clean community. You know, you can live anywhere in the town and not have a problem. Mm-hmm. But you get to some of the bigger cities, you may have the perfect home, but in a not so great neighborhood.
Yeah.
And we always say in the real estate world that location is everything.
Totally,
so,
yeah.
You know, you want to be cautious about that, because you could have a gorgeous home and you can't resell it because of the neighborhood.
Sure. So the takeaway is buy a home in Wahpeton.
Exactly.
Please.
Or Breckenridge or these surrounding communities.
Yeah, and you could help them out there. Now, here's another one, too. This goes back to April. How can a seller keep the closing costs to a minimum? I bet there's a lot of ways that you could do that.
You know, there are. And actually, closing costs are really the responsibility of the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
Closing costs basically are fees that the lender charges the buyer of the property. You know, in our market, we do see a number of people asking the seller to pay for those closing costs, but, you know, end of the story, it is the buyer's responsibility.
Okay, so that's what it comes down to there.
Yep.
All right,
yep.
Let the buyer beware.
Exactly.
I've heard that before. So again, anybody listening and you're thinking, well, you know, the new year 2023, I'm kind of thinking of buying or selling, contact you at Action Realty and you won't have a problem finding them, folks. It's a place with all the Christmas lights.
Exactly. 419 Dakota Avenue is our address. Or you can reach us by phone at 642-4700.
That's got to make you feel better with Christmas being your favorite season to know that you can go to work and it's just like Christmas on parade.
Oh, I love it. I sent one of my daughters a snap yesterday of the office with it all decorated. She said, oh, Mom, I bet you're in heaven.
Good stuff. Sherry, thanks for stopping
Thank
by.
You.
Always great to have you you and Steve every Tuesday. 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.